The forge has gone quiet, the bellows blow no more. The forge has gone quiet, the smiths have gone home. Only fading embers remain, and my hearth grows cold. One kiss from you to rekindle it all.
We hadn't been gaming for years, and Tim and Walter are like, we should game again. I'm like, hey, cool, there's this guy I know from my Dark Age of Camelot guild that's renting a house for my mom. Let's talk to them and let them play.
Yep.
I played like 3 years at that point. I gave it up.
So they come over, and it was fucking terrible. Brian and Walter's moving into it. You're moving into your house over off of Independence Ave.
Yeah, yeah, Olive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I fucking love that house.
Ready to...
No more!
Brown stuff!
But she, Independence was right. No, it was, We went to Applebee's with them to, like, talk about it first, and I remember that was where he said that, like, the CIA told him that his, like, English accent was so good that no one could tell him.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I forgot about that.
He was one of those, like, Renfair.
He was
the worst kind of Renfair guy.
He was reputedly a CIA...
He was an
interrogator. And then he made up some bullshit about, like, I was supposed to be king at the fucking Renfair because I was a better... Blah, blah, blah. He's doing his voices. It was fucking super weird.
And the voices were...
Oh, God, now I want to know if I knew this guy.
He probably did. Like, D&D English accent. It wasn't anything, like... That's important to know, but I'm sure none of you were surprised that his...
He was the fucking worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I used to work at Renfest, so now I'm like, I wonder if I knew
him. Yeah, they had just moved to Kansas City.
He wanted to break into this house for no apparent reason. Dan's like,
he got his
if you do this, you, but he even warned him. He's like, you do this and these people wake up, there's a chance they might kill you. You are a level one player. Because this is D&D. And he got his, guess what happened? He got fucking killed.
He kept missing and the two of you walked outside and he kept rolling. And I was like, his wife was trying to comfort him. He goes, get off me like that. Because he kept rolling fucking rolling rocks. Away.
Yeah,
it was fucked up. And they were like, okay, we'll stop here, guys, and we'll start again later on.
Yeah. It never got to the point that anybody died. We never got to the job.
We stopped. We stopped it.
It was not...
It's the worst experience I've ever had.
And we had some bad ones.
We did. And we played with the furry for fucking 5 years, and he was great compared to...
He didn't talk for the first year and a half.
Hey, furries are real good at role-playing, I'm just saying.
Well, if he would have spoke, maybe, for the first year and a half. I mean, seriously.
You're asking too much.
He had a lot of...
He was very shy.
A lot of...
Got to the point that I didn't notice that he had cat feet on. I'd go to lunch with him and I wouldn't even notice it. People would mock him. Like,
I know, we did.
Man, fuck you guys.
Yeah, I know, right? Remember when he fucking got kicked? Remember when they fucking banned him from that game store? We were at a fucking riot.
Remember this shit?
What? We told him...
Which game store was it?
It was,
I don't remember that.
Mile High? That was called Mile High Comics.
Yeah, it was something. There was something in the World Park, I think.
Yeah, dude, we were totally like fucking ready to go there. You remember this, Tim? You were the one fucking... You were leading the charge. You're like, just fucking go there, like bullshit. Tim was... We were ready to fucking defend him. We'd go eat Mexican with him every fucking Sunday in the Mexican restaurant. People were fucking laughing. We didn't give a shit. Wow. He didn't care either. He wore a tail and legs like from calves down that he made and ears. All the time in public.
Yep.
Had to be hard to get a job that way, though.
He worked for the federal government as a data entry. They let him wear his dog collar.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I just think a lot of places probably wouldn't be very patient with it.
Yeah, no. He get a job in the federal government. Mm-hmm. When we first met him, I think he was working at the Independence newspaper.
Yeah, he was.
Back when towns like that had newspapers.
The Penny Whistler or the Penny...
It was the Examiner, wasn't it?
The Examiner.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like one of the cheap ones. Mm-hmm.
He worked for a daily.
We'd go there and print D&D shit off all the time. It was fucking awesome.
He used their professional printing work.
That's great.
They were still doing... They were moving away from typeset to computer aren't laid out the same.
Yeah, weird.
Crazy times. Bam.
Yeah, honestly, like, the one who was supposed to be normal in that group of friends was JT, and he was the fucking crazy one.
Yeah, he held a halfway hostage. He held a halfway house hostage with a fake grenade.
Huh. Was he supposed to be the same one?
I thought so. Until we met him. The only other thing
Boy, were we fucking wrong. Okay, so we'll do a countdown here. Here we go, pop.
Now our funniest story is how we fuck up names.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
this is pretty laid back.
Here we go. Welcome back to Queen of Embers, episodes 33 and 34. I'm your Game Master, Daniel Fox. This is the gang, the playtesters, the people who made Zweihander and Mangalsh, by the way, which is a proof right here in my hand. Amazing. And not Queen of Embers. So we're actually on episodes 33 and 34. And we had just started chapter 2. And I've been thinking of chapter 3. And man, oh man, have we got a... Sorry, we're on chapter 2, right? Chapter 2 is over.
Chapter
3, that's right.
Chapter 2
is like... six episodes ago? Something like that?
10 episodes.
With the death of Professor Hausdorff. In La Vinci Chapter House. I just watched an episode today, as in fact, episode 20.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how long ago it was. Yep. We've been playing for a while.
Wow. You keep letting people in on the secret, though, man.
How do you do that?
It's like literally the worst kept secret you've had.
It is, yeah.
Yep. What's the worst kept secret?
Dan breaks it every other
like,
time.
Where we are compared to like where releasing Real videos is. Like the time.
It doesn't really matter.
It's fun.
Yeah, people know that. I mean,
everyone knows
that. If you're watching this, you know that this was already filmed like a month or so ago. This is not a great surprise. We split our episodes in half.
Right, otherwise then holidays or, you know, if we have to miss, then
that's
nobody,
right.
Nobody would get nothing.
That's right, like, end of year is always tough. Like,
yeah.
Post-October.
There might be a double content day.
It's true.
That's a good one.
Double
content
day.
Yeah.
Double day. If you're listening or watching this episode, my next wrestling show is probably, like, next week.
It's
hopefully in 6 weeks. So you should go see that.
You should
July.
If it's not July 18th or 19th, you should go see that.
So we're on episodes 33 and 34. I think we just jump right in where we left off last time. I think that at this point the stage is kind of set. Let's go ahead and do a recap of what happened. So, maybe from... Mike, you want to tell the story?
I always tell the story.
Love it.
And I talk too much, apparently. And I say things for the group that I shouldn't be speaking for.
Mike has been carrying with us in for the past 7 days.
Oh, man, you just really... Okay,
Mike's fine.
So we got to see... We got our audience with the Baroness.
So what happened? Some of the details in between there during the audience...
There was the whole pomp and circumstance of you know, us getting our names announced and, like, going through all the doors and, you know...
Wearing fancy clothes. Some people didn't dress up.
I don't know who that was, but...
I didn't dress up. Warren.
You were not in cosplay mode.
Alistair, I guess, but...
Come as you are.
It was... But then, she takes the audience with us, and she's got all these weird mirrors around her, and this artist's name is Selfie.
What's his name?
Selfie.
I'm just going to call him
Selfie.
Selfie. So Selfie's, like, doing some, using mirrors to show her how somebody can paint their own self-portrait from every angle. But I don't really think it's that, and I don't think anybody here believes that now after what happened. So she basically tells us that, what she's going to do, which we already know. She's going to break away from Aglador and the kingdom and start up her own city-state. And then she asked us to take the lawyer, and what was her name again, guys?
Barrister.
The barrister. Not lawyer, sorry.
Sorry, I only had eyes for the baron.
Oh, we know. We all know,
We are
all
aware. Barrister Mansfield?
Rosalia Mansfield.
Rosalia Mansfield. So we're supposed to take her to her home in Kel'Tyrion. No, is that right? Kel'Landon.
Not to her home.
Kel'Tyrion to the west, that is
one of the Kells.
Kel'Tyrion
a castle. One of the Kells.
Right.
We must go to one of the castles.
That's right.
There are two castles, and I can't remember which one it is in your land. Which one are we going to?
Kel'Tyrion.
Kel'Tyrion is.
What is to happen in Kel'Tyrion, Elisa?
Oh, she is supposed to be meeting with someone who is working with the Baroness to try to overthrow the king in the area. We were supposed to take Wolfgang and Sammy Newhouse and Hiram Bigley with us. And they were going to discuss an alliance, I guess, is what it sounded like. The people of Kel'Tyrion.
Yeah, it's a bit of that.
With Lord Randall.
The Long. But that's the mountain men.
Oh, that's in the
middle. That's how we get through.
That's between. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it'll take us a week to get there. That's what I've got.
So, and then don't we meet with Helsinki Stern? Come on, Mike. I'm really pulling these out for you.
Thanks. What? Helsinki Stern?
No, maybe it's that you're doing a good enough job.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we meet with him, and then he gives us more details, and he gives us all those people's names. And
Master Hexenstern.
Yes.
Master Hexenstern tells us that really the barrister is the important thing. Because I asked, and I said, if these other people die, are we responsible for them? Because I was really trying to gauge what our responsibilities were. I don't think he liked that as much, but I didn't care.
And somewhere in the middle, the Baroness gave Harper the look.
Right, the look.
And then he promised she's all her life to
she's
him.
She's got the look!
And then he promised that we'd die for her. So, that was
we being he, will die for her.
He kind of said
I believe the rest of the party is a little hesitant to rebel against the king, since the king is really the reason we have any authority in the kingdom.
So there was that plot to perhaps go back to Steeze Hill.
There was this, yep, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And that kind of fell through?
Well, maybe not yet.
Right.
Warren had some shifty hands like he likes to have.
I had an accident at the table and
you went yourself.
Well, I went the pitcher fell over all over the contracts.
Sadly.
And ruined all the ink. So Hexenstern Stern is going to have to redo them.
He's going to do an all nighter.
Yeah, and I guess Elisa will probably have to do an all nighter too.
Yeah. Because Elisa stated that she didn't trust any people in the group. Well, many people in the group other than Carmen.
That's right.
Specifically these two.
So that brings us to where we left off.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
Outside, you can hear the long rumble of thunder and you hear the pitter-pattering of rain against the glass panes of the dire straits where Hexenstern has just exited stage left. Back to Messiah Square and said that time is of essence and they are anticipating meeting you in Westgate at a place called the Last Hearth tomorrow. They depart at noon.
We should give her Alicia, but a few you got an hour or two on both ends.
16 hours, maybe.
Are we upstairs or downstairs?
You're upstairs.
If you remember, none of the other characters, other than
we don't even know.
That's right. You don't.
We return back to Elisa and.
What? I'm sorry, Dan.
We return back to Elisa and. Terwin's conversation upstairs in private.
Listen here. They already know that we're planning on going back to the States. They were here for that conversation.
They do.
So, them knowing we're going back to Steed's Hill ain't going to change nothing. How long is it going to take?
I don't know. Would I have any idea?
About half a day there in fair weather on foot.
If I had a horse, I might be able to make it by the time we're supposed to leave.
Well, we only got one horse, and you know what that means.
Papa's not going to let me take Matthew. It's not a chance.
Right, so you know what that means.
Find another horse.
No.
What?
Papa's going to take you.
Papa.
Yes. You
already wish
know.
The man that pledged all of our lives to this tot that he just fucking met. You want me to trust him.
Yeah, he already knows we're going to Steed's Hill. Do you see any other options?
I suppose not.
I like you having hands, even though you may be missing an elbow at the moment. It'll grow back, but your hand won't.
Fine, we need to go now.
So I'll go downstairs and fetch the four of them.
With urgency, he brings you upstairs. Everyone else? All of you, yes.
Everyone, yeah. So we know the plan. This has been a slight change of plan.
We don't know the plan, then.
Well, yeah, it ain't much different. Instead of me going, because I need to show up to this meeting, you're going to need to take her.
Thunder rumbles.
Yeah. Look out the window.
Yeah, the rafters shake and the roof trembles. What's wrong? Trembles. It trembles. Shiver me trembles. Shiver me trembles. Oh my gosh.
Trembles. What a timber trembles.
That's a yeah. Or that's timber.
Is that mortar? I don't think it's a good idea. Or I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
Well, you look at that weather. I mean, roads could be flooded. I can do my best, but I ain't gonna guarantee it.
Listen here. You do what's safe.
Alright. Just saying, if we gotta turn around.
Here's the other thing. Where are we headed? Someone who is paying attention.
Kiltirion.
Tyrion.
That's to the east or west?
The first we're hitting last half.
Oh, wait, I'm asking out of character. I wouldn't know that. It's to the west. So it's further, it's further towards Aglaor.
That's right.
Right.
Okay.
All the castles are towards the west. Just think that.
Well, you see where Cassandra Malister's from. It's at least a keep.
Yeah. I mean, I said castle.
Are there any places that are in between? Are there small settlements? Are there?
So between Durendal and Kael Tirion, before you reach the Steadwall Mountains, there is a town simply called Hastings. Because your travel between Durendal and Hastings is fairly expeditious. Until you reach the Steadwall, where you must navigate the mountain passes until you reach Fiefstead. Holding a Lord Randall along. From Fiefstead, there are two ways to Kael Tirion. There's a direct way through the mountains, across the Axewater, and then through the Great Forest to reach Kael Tirion. Or you go south through a place called the Blackfyre Pass to a little settlement called Almaeron's Gates, and then head north to Kael Tirion.
So, if I remember right, we were discussing taking an alternate path. But doesn't that mean that we're still going to go to Hastings?
You wish us to meet you at Hastings.
That's it. You see, we show up in the morn with four of us. We sent you two to scout ahead. You leave straight from Steed's Hill towards Hastings.
Steed's Hill is south of Durandal toward Kerf.
Right.
Kerf!
So you'd have to
hurry and triangle. Traverse this. You still have to come through the city.
Oh, you do?
Basically.
Yeah.
Unless you want to go around the hill. Unless you want to go through the hills.
Yeah, the Stormhorn Hills are not,
they're
you're rough.
Or you state that we are finishing the business that needs to be taken care of in the town since we had to leave on short notice. And we shall catch up.
That's a better idea.
So what happens when they show up with nothing?
No, this business.
Business doesn't mean items.
Alright, yeah.
I have no other option that I can think of.
We'll go then.
Yeah. This means
that's what I say.
So we'll meet you at the gate or we'll meet you in Hastings? Is that what you're saying?
No,
Hastings.
Meet us at the gate.
Well, if we could.
If you can. If you can make it. Meet us at the gate. If you don't see us, meet us in Hastings.
If we can't make it back by noon tomorrow, we go to Hastings.
Oh, you'll be on horse. We'll be on foot.
No, you would get horses.
Oh, we're getting horses, too.
That's the state that he would try to arrange them.
Even so, one horse is going to outpace a car, a wagon, or whatever they've got.
Take your time.
No, if I recall rightly, before he said we were going to get horses, then I did my little number on his papers and said he couldn't manage.
Either way, horses or no, we're going to be slower than two people on one horse. That we are. Because I don't imagine that they'll be taking this important person on horseback. Going to have it covered somehow.
Mm-hmm. All right, well then, Harper's going to slide you 3 gold coins and tell you, here, take this and the shield, and I'm going to have you get me a metal shield and a military lance. They're going to open up the access to the military stuff, then that's what I want. Shouldn't cost more than that if you trade. Alright. Well, let's get to it then.
Yes.
I'll make sure I'm wearing my riding clothes and my
wilderness
cloak and tell you to hold on tight.
Yeah, we're on the
outside, the two of you hop on the back of Matthew, the storm horse. And you settle off into the night, lashing your brain. Flashing of lightning, the rumbling of the storm.
Should be fine. It's a storm horse.
And you leave beyond Durandal, and the two of them disappear, leaving you to rest that evening. The night is long and wet. The ride is tough. The rugged hills, panting horse. You will need to succeed in your case.
Mm-hmm.
Harper.
Yes.
A hard ride test. This is a fail forward test.
Yeah.
If you fail it, you both will suffer from fatigue.
Okay.
But you'll currently fail that.
Don't
cover that.
Don't do that.
Normally 50.
Just don't.
Hard will be 30.
Okay.
That's an 83. I'll go ahead and spend mine to read. Well, actually, no, I don't need to, because I get that as a professional trait. With Here Comes the Cavalry. So when I fail a handle animal or ride test, I may re-roll using... Yeah, so... 30? That's a 33 critical failure!
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Why?
That's the worst kind of critical failure, the ones that are actually good rolls.
Talents. Firstly...
What?
Talents?
Both of you are in the middle of the hills, not just very far outside of Durandal. As you suspected.
Look at the book.
The
only thing I can think of is Saddleborn. Might give me a +10% chance, but I think that was a strike of melee weapons. I'm relatively sure I figured it fit.
So, you both are thrown from the horse, as you suspected.
Tend to strike.
Harper.
Tend to strike?
From horseback or vehicle.
As you suspected, Harper, unfortunately, you're both into the horse. The roads are washed out. Yeah. Making it, you're in the middle, midst of like these surrounding villages that are kind of nestled up near the walls of Durendal in the hills. And it does you no good. There is a flash of lightning, and it strikes somewhere out in the distance, and Matthew rears up, throwing the both of you off the back. As you both suffer 5, 6, 7 damage, and it ignores armor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I become lightly wounded.
Matthew tumbles to the ground. Matthew tumbles to the ground. His leg seemingly broken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. As Matthew
gonna have to shoot him.
I mean, you know.
Wait, technically that's what you would do. But we can still use him for meat. As a stud.
Meat of our stud?
Yes.
Meat.
Meat, yeah. So your steed suffers a broken leg. Has a grievous injury.
Okay.
And cannot move as it is lying on the ground. Oof. The animal. Whinnying and neighing in extreme pain, you pull on the reins trying to bring Matthew up, commanding him to stand on his feet.
But if I notice he has a broken leg, I'm not going to make
it. Yeah. It isn't until you kind of get him up on his feet that he collapses once more and you realize the extent of the damage. You can see around the knuckle where those two bones meet. The bone is splayed.
Well,
the animal's wet. It's raining out. You both had the wind knocked out of you, falling to the ground.
I mean, Harbor is obviously cursing a lot. I won't do that. But, yeah, he's very upset. You see, he's visibly angry. He's mostly cursing at you guys. It's a terrible idea. Never should have done it.
What are the two of you going to do?
So how far out are we from...
You're just outside of Durendal. Critical failure is the worst possible worst case scenario.
Yep.
You've gotten far. You haven't got very far at all.
Well, you probably should get walking. See if they can get me a cart. He ain't walking back. I'll stay with Matthew.
Suppose that's the only option.
Yep.
You said we're on the far side, or we're on the south side of town, right?
You are, yes.
Where is the...
Bring an animal mender. We're going to need that coin back from...
Where is the, Jenny. What's her name? Ice.
Who?
Oh,
probably. She's in Riverside.
How far is that?
Quite a ways. You have to go through Founders Square, then you have to go through, Bessiah Square, then the Founders Square, then Riverside. She's almost in the middle of Durendal, almost. Epicenter, if you will.
Would I know if there's an animal mender somewhere nearby?
You know any animal menders, save for Endora.
And she's on the other far end.
She's in Slatter. She's in
Slum Row.
Where we're at.
The only animal vendor you know of. Keep in mind, you all have not made very many friends in the city.
Enemies.
Made some enemies, yeah.
Good with that.
Those are like friends, right?
Yeah. You know Warren. He could probably do it.
Are you intending to get an animal vendor out here to help Matthew? Is that your intention?
Yeah.
It looks like you're on the fence, Elisa. Are you pacing? Thinking about your options?
I have one other idea of what could possibly be done, but I don't think that's going to work.
That shoe's the best option.
What would be closer, Endura or the Dire Straits?
Probably the same.
The
talking to Dyer within a half hour of us.
Then she's going to go back to Dire Straits.
And?
Let Terwin know what happened.
Well, Terwin and the others are asleep. Did you? Womp, 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 womp.
Wake them up, yeah.
About 2 hours have passed. You heard, this, you heard the tolling of the bells at the witching hour. Melissa is drenched.
What happened?
Modest tits, what are you doing back?
Couldn't handle Matthew through the storm.
He's dead?
No, but it appears his leg is broken, and someone needs to go take care of him. But someone needs to continue on. Horse or not, it's going to take me longer. But...
Take care of him?
Well, I don't know about horses. I'm not meant to.
That's a storm horse. That's a valuable piece of horse flesh. Can't be just putting it out just like that.
Go do what you need to, but I need to go.
Warren starts putting on his cloak and getting ready to go.
Got it. You have a scurry in the heel, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a skill rank in heel level?
Mm-hmm.
You already know that you will need 3 times the supplies to treat a horse.
Okay.
That's, So you're basically intending to perform surgery on an animal.
So I'll need 3 bandages?
3 bandages and?
3 seeds. 3 seed pods of opium?
Maybe, I don't know, you're looking at the rules. Regardless, a terrible situation that will, without a doubt, delay you. And,
we have one other option.
What's that?
Possibly we could get a message there with one of our friends that does not have alliance with this town. Possibly get the message sent to us at Hastings. And the only person I can think of that we know as well, one of our good friends, the Banneker maid.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. The ambassador.
Oh, that friend.
Frau Weiss?
It's the only person that I know of that doesn't have the ties that we do here. And I don't... Much as I would love to continue on with Steed Hill, I don't think that it's wise at this point. I would not be able to catch up, and if I did, they would not trust my intentions.
Well, we need to take care of Matthew first. So...
Understandably, but I don't think that... Taking care of the horse is, of course, important, but I don't think we can take care of our other missions as easily.
Right.
Without transport.
So you saying that we talk to for advice... And see if we can get a message delivered through her and ask for a return message at Hastings.
That's all I can think of. If I have no transport, I can't make it there in a timely manner. I don't know how to ride a horse.
You already feel your eyes getting droopy. You all are very tired.
Well,
I can go see them, the madam in the morning. Is this horse even... You said this horse is Sally? I mean, we can save this thing?
He's gathering his supplies now. He's loading up his surgery kit, his leather... He's got a leather folding bag with the... Mostly bait... These fishing boxes where they have, like, the things that kind of come out with the different knives and...
This horse is worth saving.
Even if it wasn't, we asked something great of him, Harper, and he did it, even though he didn't want to. We owe it to him.
So what will you do? A decision must be made, lest you lose the night.
I'm going to go... Warren will go save the horse. I do need to buy one.
I'm assuming Elisa will take you there?
Yeah.
I need to buy 1 seed pot of opium.
Unfortunately, you won't be able to buy anything at this time of night.
Okay.
Unless you wish to spend a reputation point.
I don't have a reputation point.
Elisa will.
Okay.
What's the 5 TM?
No.
If necessary.
Yeah. Drawing up on your resources from Endora, you two will fade into the background.
Sure.
They are gone.
So boss, we divide and they're gone. Okay, I was like, we're gonna divide and conquer. I guess we are.
Yep.
It's your decision. Well, if you want to lean into Nadia, lean into Frau Weiss because.
I don't know if I can trust you.
You'd know more than any of us.
Well,
I mean,
one
you
night.
Know, you've known her.
It was one night.
Return of love.
What are we talking about?
You've got
about
more
here?
To go off of than I do.
What are you talking about now?
The woman from the Gothric woman. The Gothric woman.
Alistair doesn't know much about what happened there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We got invited to a dinner after we saved the orphans. Somehow my name got brought up as the savior of the orphans. I don't know. Okay. I really don't remember anything of the night.
She could fix on horses, then I'll tell you.
No, I don't believe this woman could do much of with horse flesh, as the man said. Do we need to go help them with this horse? Left it in the carts?
Warren has already left.
They're already gone.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
Well, then if we are useless on this horse, I'm going to go back to bed. What's the point of talking this over until morning? I'm not gonna go wake her.
No. That's true, I mean.
Feels like there's an awful lot of secrets, boss.
No secrets. Gothric woman.
Nah, we're not talking about that.
He's not talking about that.
Man and woman.
Everybody's got their little secrets. Not you.
No.
I always know where you are. You ain't that hard to find.
Trust me, it's one I don't want.
They don't rightly bother me much, short of it putting me in danger. But
none
like the man said, feels like at least some of us should be well rested when the shit hits the fan in the morning. Ain't rightly much else we can do,
right? Right, so you're our last chance of getting any word to Steed Hill and any response. At least as far as I can think of.
How do we get a response on the road?
We have it delivered to Hastings.
Oh, you want us to walk to Steed's Hill, is that what you're saying?
No, she was thinking that maybe your contact had some influence and could get a message to Steed's Hill.
I see what you're saying.
Write up what you want. I'll take it to her. But again, I don't believe this woman is. I don't believe this woman is our ally. I slept with her once.
Well, if you
modest tits, I mean, it's just a woman and a man doing, you know, what women and men do.
What would that be described?
If you think it's
modest tits again, I will not. You know what I'm saying.
If you
he smirks at you, obviously, like pulling your goose.
You know, Alistair, you're just trying to pull my goat.
Listen here, if you think it's more of a risk than a reward, then we won't do it.
Let me sleep on it. I would say.
I already did that one.
Alistair! I will never speak of these. This is why you don't get involved in the secrets. There aren't even secrets. No. Yes. Is there no other agents that we know of?
What, in the city?
Yeah, that's what I mean, boss.
We're the only ones.
Wow.
Well, then I say this is my thought. The other three are going to be dead to the world. Alistair's got to get us. He's going to have to somehow get the food. We're going to have to now get the food that Warren was planning to get us. And since I don't know what food to get for a road trip, besides, they have food.
Onions, Cheetos.
my old job was, they have food, I don't, I took it from them. That was mine.
Well, you got to check the paper on the account.
So above board, what's the decision here, gentlemen?
We're going to go to bed, and he's going to deliver a message in the morning.
Fair enough.
Right, write it up.
I can handle the
I've provided, I've assisted quartermasters for armies before.
Oh, yeah.
I can do this. I can handle the provision.
Mending Matthew's broken leg out in the middle of the storm. Poor light. Thrashing about.
Could my reputation point possibly get us a cart as well?
No. And you may only drop on reputation once a week. Unless you... Burn! Actually, you can't. You literally can't. It's a favor you're calling in. So. To mend a grievously wounded animal in the middle of nowhere,
in the
midst
dark,
of the storm,
in the wet,
with a torch or lamp that's flickering, the light threatening to snuff out. It's been an arduous test.
Yeah, seems fair.
Either arduous heal or arduous handle animals, up to you.
Go ahead and take your time.
It takes him 3 hours to do this in the first place.
Harper's not in a rush. He'll tell you to take your time.
9 hours.
The hell I'm taking my time. You see this fucking rain?
Well, then if we could just get a cart, I guess I'll just catch up.
This animal's going to die out in this rain from cold if we take my time.
Horse can live
it's
in rain.
One way or the other. I gotta do it this way. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
I'll assist you if you're being handle animal.
Are you using handle animal or heal?
I'm using heal.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay, so.
Get up.
An arduous test will be a 34% chance to succeed.
Oh, God. Alright, let's see what happens.
World of 41. Let me see if anything's bonus here. Nope. I'm gonna reroll.
Okay. Why is that? Oh, so I get a misfortune point.
The rolling is not worth for us tonight.
Well, the first one was free.
No, that's true.
Didn't make it.
Oh yeah, I thought it was a critical failure. Like,
no, shoot, horror.
Matthew dead.
Unfortunately, you medicate this horse with the C-positive opium. You expend the bandages. And it simply does not take.
If you had taken your time with the first roll, would you have made it?
Yes.
I'm not spending 9 hours out in the rain.
It's long. It's a very long night. Go ahead and, if you would, go ahead and spend a gold crown in order to get a cart to get him back to the city.
Yeah. Yeah,
that comes taking your time.
It's all.
And it's plus 10% to your chances, but it's three times the normal time.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
It's now the morning, and the storm has let up. Those who are out the night before are suffering from sleep deprivation, which means you all gain 16 mental peril. So that's at least excuse me, Elisa, Harper, and Warren. You all begin to gather supplies and start, at the very minimum, heading to Westgate. Unfortunately, Matthew is still infirmed.
Right, no, I obviously wouldn't take him.
He has been placed into animal hospital. I guess, for lack of a better term. Probably with the Grawlstetters in Slum Row.
Uh-huh.
So you all gather that morning and you have kind of begin to head toward Westgate. Toward the area where you expect to gather for this day.
I suppose your old nag's out of commission for now. Sorry about it.
Well, he's more of a stud than a nag. But yeah.
Stud, whatever.
That is a prized animal, I'm sorry.
It literally is a prized animal.
This is...
That's what I said.
I know. You might have mentioned figuratively. It literally won contests.
Yeah. Here in Westgate, this is the gate's westernmost of Durendal. The markets are already busy with people passing in and out of the city. It is late in autumn, so merchants are gathering their things to head back to other settlements throughout the Girdle, or perhaps even further west to Thiefstead. You suspect most of them are local in the sense that they're 1 to 2 days out. You gather before a coaching station called the Last Hearth, where you can see a number of carriages and carts and horses and other people kind of who would go this way and that gather. Without a doubt, this is the Last Hearth. This is where you know you're supposed to meet the others. Meet Hexenstern. Meet Barrister Rosalia Mansfield. And you can see, for the three of you, bleary-eyed as you are, as the sun's kind of behind you, fortunately, but the sky is still bright and yellow. You can see a similarly bleary-eyed, with a bloodshot-eyed Master Hexenstern, his black robes, looking a bit disheveled. He was not kidding when he said it would take him the night, not only just to draw up the new contracts, but to do whatever other things he had to do to prepare or to explain what's happening. "Good morning," he says, as you see a number of pigs cross this cobblestone street led by a master of pig's flesh, some sort of drover or a sort or a farmer. Only somebody who raises hogs would be called a farmer, I guess, right? A peasant droving a... What are a gathering of pigs?
Gathering of pigs?
Yeah.
Herd? Herd pigs?
Oh, not a herd.
Pigs are a herd.
Hogstead.
A pogstead of pigs.
Pogstead.
It's double instead of Zed.
I don't know
that. A pogstead of pigs are crossing the thoroughfare, and you are meeting. It appears that I was not the only one up late last night. Burning the midnight oil. He's rubbing his eyes. Maybe we can take. We can break our fast inside the Last Hearth. Yeah.
Yes.
Please.
Warren does not look too pleased with his situation. He has a very deep scowl on his face, drenched to the bone. Bleary-eyed.
The sounds of the streets kind of fade away as you come inside this somewhat busy coaching station. Where they are number of folks already gathered, breaking their fast, doing their business, preparing for their meal, waiting in line to get their rasher of bacon and porridge. I'm sure you can probably imagine in your heads. There are a great number of people here. Well, I have gathered everything. The papers are as I described. He kind of stifles a sigh and a long yawn that causes the three of you to yawn almost.
As I said before, in the details are very written and fine, clean.
I am sorry, he says. How are you all doing this morning?
I'm feeling like death warmed over, to be honest.
I'm very melancholy. I just don't want to be around. Right now. And I'll just say that, well, Matthew's not feeling great, so left him with an animal mender.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
So, I'll just walk.
Well, fortunately, we all gathered here early enough. I think I can still get you some horses, but I have drawn up the contracts here.
Great, I'll sign it, as I'll push everyone else out of the way.
So, as I said before, you will be paid 60 gold crowns in total, 10 crowns now, which I will give you upon signature of this document. Make your mark, as he looks to Alistair. 21 screeching Kael Tyrion, which the Barrister Rosalia will handle, and then 30 upon the Barrister Mansfield's safe return to Durandal.
Yeah, we know. We read it earlier.
Making sure it's the same.
Yes. Well,
fine, I suppose we can just get to the signatures then, he says, kind of abruptly, and turns the paper around and expects you all to make your mark.
Excuse me. I'm gonna read it over.
You'll be provided transport. You'll find Captain Wolfgang at Westgate to provide distraction. A military unit led by Commander Tannenfelder will leave Durandal simultaneously. Sorry, that's not in the contract. My apologies. It basically states that you'll be paid the crown, 60 crowns each, and you'll be provided with transport. And you're required for any additional help that you were jobbed to pay for it and make sure they're trustworthy. Should you have any hirelings that you already have under your employ or wish to employ in the near term, as it says, to be distinct in the contract.
Extremely near term.
Yeah.
Four hours. Well, we should probably get these papers off of the table before we have our drinks and food.
Yeah. However, we'll sign first. Would everyone else sign?
Yeah.
Alistair.
Showing surprising literacy. Alistair will sign his name as neatly as he can while sort of casting a glance at him.
Banneker.
I'll put an X on there.
You don't know your letters? I'm surprised, he says. He takes the papers and rolls it up. Dust putting stain on it and...
Why'd you close that book? Well, the ink was obviously still wet.
Oh no.
God damn it, Brian.
Right.
He has to follow us on the road. Yes.
Well, with that, your crowns. You will dispense with crowns already marked, freshly minted, with the countenance of the Baroness's face.
Ten crowns each,
that's right.
You can put mine towards any thing the party needs.
Durandal. And then in Martyr we trust, or something like that.
Are they called Durandals?
Maybe.
I'll just take the coins and put them in the middle.
Well, the captain's armor.
You can do whatever you want with it.
Hell.
I'll take a three.
I will not touch that.
Or two back.
The Barrister Mansfield, she is waiting with Captain Wolfgang and the others just outside of Westgate. Whenever you're ready, of course. They are expecting you to arrive just in by midday.
Can I borrow the Core's way home to
please.
Well, that's great.
You can look in the back of your character folio if you're looking for weapons, armor, and stuff.
Oh, yeah. What a handy character
sheet this is.
That should be for sale for anyone who wants
it. Idea, want to do the shopping when we take a break? That way we can keep
sure.
That way we...
Yeah,
okay, because I'm just going to do the one thing.
Let's do that.
Can we buy stuff?
Yeah.
I have money now.
Yeah, I would say maybe we... I'd say maybe we do that during break. Okay. We don't cover it in game right now, but we'll do it during break between episodes. And
I'm sure everyone's fine.
But is there anything absolutely critical you must have right now?
But I love Dungeons and Accounting.
Are we going to be above board? Yeah. For those people don't see, I got my... do we want to do your thing? You want to send your message? Are we going to break our fast and out?
Well, above board, Terwin would honestly let you decide. Hey, it's your contacts. If you don't think she's trustworthy, then, he wouldn't make it. But if you do think she's trustworthy enough to deliver a message to Steedhill,
we've certainly crossed this road a couple times now, so what's the decision? Send the message or not to send the message? Deliberation is over. We must make a decision.
She's actually not a contact of mine. Robin Grimby and Celia and Corvo are my contacts. I don't have her as a contact.
That's correct.
So then the answer is no.
So I'm going to go with a hard no on that.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm going to say if you want a message sent, I can try and get Grimby to do it. He's the only person I would trust.
Which one is Grimby?
The man who owns Dire Straits.
Actually, that's a better idea.
A super criminal?
You can give me half those coins back I gave you.
So you'll give Grimby 5 crowns?
To deliver a message.
In secrecy?
In secrecy.
5 crowns, I think I'll do it. I think I'll tell you it's going to be in secrecy.
Got nothing to do with me.
That's right. All right.
You gotta trust your contacts. And that's paid well, I would
say. That's a lot of money.
That's an insane amount of money.
That's a good postal service thing. That's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else you wish to conclude with Master Hexen's turn before you strike out to meet the captain and others?
Nope. Verify we're getting horses.
Ah, yes. I have already seen to it. You will find a company just outside of Busgate. You will know them when you see them. They shall have horses for you as well. Master Wolfgang has already attended to it.
All right.
Let's do this thing.
All right, Agnes. Time to go.
I wish you Godspeed to Caer Tirion. It's a long trek. It is not close, but you were doing a great service for the Baroness. She will look kindly upon this as a gesture of loyalty to her cause. And to have her to owe you a favor is, well, I need not say.
Alright. So, let's get this show on the road and let's see what we're working with.
Alright.
Again, just the barrister, right?
Mansfield, yes.
All right.
Just outside of Westgate, as you pass beyond these large stone towers, kind of fashioned to the side of the Stormhorn Hills, where they rise almost like fangs around the entire city. To look at Durendal from a distance, it almost does resemble a, as they call it, the cauldron. It looks like a boiling cauldron with all the smoke that rises over the low hills. You can't even see the buildings. They kind of intermingle with the surrounding stone hills. Even the palace is, you can't see it from your outside the gates. And you pass beyond the gates and the sounds of the city kind of begin to disappear behind you. And hopefully somebody is still sharpening their sword. I don't know why. I'm sharpening my gun. That's right. The warbler. The people laughing. There are so many weird sounds on here, by the way. Thanks, Sirenscape.
Thanks.
This is super cool. So as you come outside the city, you can see a great host that is unmistakably Commander Tannenfelder. You can see a great number of brigandine soldiers, almost 20 strong. And they're intermingled with a number of other people, up to and including at least 20 of oxen. The oxen are currently being, by this incredibly, the largest one you've ever seen. She is leaning on these ropes and kind of pulling like such. She's drawing the oxen behind her, leading them, and they're kind of like just kind of all strung together somewhat, and they are arranged around this massive galley. Like, to describe what this thing is that they're wheeling around on a huge wagon would be a great understatement. It appears to look like a small waterborne ship, but it is actually affixed in this massive framework that's been built around and in it with fresh planked wood, with these huge wagon wheels kind of straddling on either side. And the prow of the ship rises at least 20 foot off the ground. Like, this huge ship. There's no mast. There's no sails. You can't even see if there's an aft or a forecastle. But it literally looks like they've taken a ship from the river and have borne it upon this huge cradle that's been built around it. And all these oxen are lashed to it. There's a man kind of leaning over the edge of the wagon and says, "I got it! I got it!" He makes some sort of sound and then just kind of, the whole thing seems to shake and tremble and shant and what do you call it? Tramble earlier? It begins to kind of like tremble for a moment, kind of rattling on the framework, almost threatening to teeter for a moment, and there's this sort of sound. And this green smoke kind of billows forth from the top of the ship and dissipates into the air. God damn it! You hear it from up above on the ship. The commander on horseback turns toward a lot of you and he dismounts. A stern-faced looking man with a tall helmet that is crowned with a cross above the very top and has an arrows and an archer's flip nose, what do they call that? Or nose guard over the front of it. And he will approach. And he says, "You will the Dufresne?"
That way is...
Lieutenant Felda. He extends his hand out.
Well, take his hand and shake it.
Magnificent, isn't she? He says as he turns toward this massive ship.
Yeah, you got a boat on land. That's pretty impressive.
Boat in the air, boat on land. Same, same.
I've never seen a boat in the air. Except, I mean, when they build it, you know, sometimes it's suspended.
Come on over.
I ain't impressed. What's the deal with it? Why not just use a horse?
He points beyond the gathering of oxen and horses and gathering. There's at least 40 people here. And you can see there are these throngs of people wearing what look like shifts of wool. And they are lying before it and bearing above their heads burning torches, and they're preaching to the people as they're pointing toward the ship and then looking toward the people and preaching about the makings of the soot-stained prophet. And lo, it fell from the sky, and thus was born he, born of flame, born anew of light, born of fire and smoke.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Let them talk about that?
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Well, I can tell you what Saul Peterman would do with them, but that's...
It's their concern, not ours. Let the men do what they want.
So that's the thing that fell out of the sky?
Yes. Wolfgang has come to call it something very different. This is the damnable gift that we are to bring some baron of such and such in Kael Tirion.
We're taking that thing with us?
That's what Wolfgang says.
Warren just shakes his head.
I thought we were supposed to go in secret.
That's very conspicuous.
We're supposed to go in secret.
Is that thing coming with us, or is it going with you guys?
Let's go talk to Wolfgang. He has the helmet kind of beneath the crook of his arm as he's walking. So you've been in town for about a month now, I hear. He's saying as you're kind of walking toward this massive galley borne upon wheels and the frame.
Yeah, what's it to you?
It's a question, he says abruptly. I do something to offend you, sir.
You'll have to
shrugs.
You'll have to forgive my dear friend. He's been up all night.
Keeping a regimen of sleep and exercise will do that to you. My sympathies. Perhaps a bit of coffee at the last hearth will lift your spirits. And if not, just hoist your way up to the top there and you can see the rest of the world.
I'll keep my feet on the ground.
What is this thing?
'Tis an aerostat, a man says very seriously and sternly. He's wearing dark clothes. He has a gray beard. He's got a ball in the top of his pate with kind of these deep, steely eyes. He looks a bit like Davos Seaworth, I guess you can see. Lieutenant Felder, I trust you're Dufresne.
Flash the badge.
Wolfgang Kalper, is what they call me. Don't think we've had the honor.
It's a pretty famous last name.
Aye, he says, kind of acknowledging it.
Harper Clavenger.
10-1 Forster.
That's the boss.
He nods. And you, Grohlstetter?
Rhodes. I put my hand out.
He simply nods. You notice that he is missing his right hand.
So,
lady?
This is the thing that flew and now is rolls? So I guess flew is...
Twas. It is.
Fly is a misconception since it crashed and burned and...
It's returned to
created the... these fools' profit.
It's returned to the natural order, isn't it?
As it did. Regardless, we're taking the Madeline west.
We as in us, or we as in, I point over to the Brigandine, them.
Commander Tenenfelder is taking contingent of 20 men to create a distraction. I'm sure it has already been explained to you by Hexenstern, but we are carrying precious cargo.
We do know that much.
Is that it? This thing is the precious cargo?
No.
Her Grace has something exquisite in mind for the Baron to the west to appease him, along with the Barrister Mansfield. You're going to be doing a little debate, I suppose, I guess you'd call it.
Is there not a good chance that these 13 followers are going to try to follow the ship?
I'm sure they will. That's what we've got. Wrong, Bigley. The woman over there.
It's okay. She'll knock the priest out.
I see her knock the piss off an oxen. I'm sure she can do the same for a priest.
So, her last name's Bigley.
That's what people call her. Perhaps not the most favorable names.
No, but, I didn't.
She's taking a liking to it.
No.
I mean, most of them don't have shoes, so I say if they're willing to follow it for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or however long it's going to take, they should be allowed to have it.
Hi. I'm going to issue to another man. Sammy, come on down. Sammy! He calls up to the top of the ship that seems impossibly high off the ground, at least 20 feet. And you can see this diminutive-looking fellow. He swings a rope down that's kind of knotted and corded, and he begins to kind of come down to his feet and walk across the ground. He's Grawlstetter.
Uh-huh.
Nope. I don't think we've had the pleasure.
Morning.
Morning, alright. Mm. He tips his hat. He doffs his hat. It's a hat that's slanted just so, with a plume of some exotic bird or whatever it may be else off the top of it.
So, this thing is going with us.
It is.
In which way are we going?
Wolfgang says. We're going west.
Well, that's obvious. Kel'Tyrian is to the west. Which road?
Let's,
I mean, the distractions, which way...
Let's give it a...
The faint is which way, and which way are we?
We can talk about that in just a few moments. We need to finish up some business with Commander Tenenfelder. Excuse me, he says. He turns around and walks away.
Sammy, what do you do around here?
Well, take care of her, he says. The Madeline. Is she a beaut?
I suppose so, if that's what you're interested in. Kind of ridiculous if you ask me.
To, so I don't know.
I think it's the only thing. It's the only one I've ever seen.
About as big as a baleen.
It's both the most and least attractive, therefore.
Well, she's a bit burnt up when we acquired her. Let's spend some time fixing it all up.
Just gonna ask, what the hell does it do? It's so impressive. Because all I've seen it do is spit orange smoke and do nothing. Shimmy.
Climb on up, he says. He runs over to the rope. Come on. Get on up now. He means climbing up the rope himself.
I'll pass. I'm a bit tired.
Yeah, he's trembling in his boots.
Oh, I'll go look and see what it is. I mean...
Come on, don't be a pussyfoot.
Man doesn't have an adventure in his soul. He's dead.
At least a little bit.
Anybody else?
Yeah, Tara.
Warren will spit in his hands, rub them together, and climb the roof.
No, I'll keep my feet on the ground for this one. Somebody's got to stay around here and watch and wait for Wolfgang to come back.
I'm not saying it's a death trap. I'm saying it was a death trap and still is a death trap.
I'll just look. I'll watch.
I'll say that to Alistair.
I figure I'll get to see heaven soon enough. I don't need some contraption helping me do it.
It already caught fire and fell to the ground once. I'm not saying it's prone to catching fire. But that's probably going to be probably. Yeah.
You clamber up this thing, and it is the height of which it bears almost upon the frame and wooden wagons that has borne it is almost the same height as the stone parapets that surround Arendelle. From here, you can see the Baroness's palace, and you feel this kind of queasiness in your stomach as you realize the ship has kind of shifted slightly just a tick to the right. As the footing's a little bit uneven underneath, you feel like you're kind of walking uphill. But the aft and forecastle are really carved in all this decorative work, but there's a serious damage, like wood burn everywhere, and there's been planks that have been replaced. But it otherwise would resemble, like, literally a ship without a mast. The crow's nest looks more like a priest pulpit in the center of the entire thing. And you can see this very large and oversized and likely very untrustworthy boiler kind of resting in the back, and that it's seeping this kind of greenish smoke. Lying all across the floor of this, the top deck, are these massive woven pieces of canvas that are thick and partially rolled up and connected all over with these thick mooring ropes. That right there is what used to lift the aerostat up in the air. That's the Arkwright. I've been working on that for about 2 months now, but it just ain't coming around. He picks up this heavy kind of wrench and tong! It makes this ringing sound. You kind of all back up, realizing it's probably full of bottled lightning. It ain't gonna do nothing. It don't do nothing. It don't just ain't turning over for us. That old damn thing is mostly useless as much as times I put into trying to bring her back, but Madeline just ain't, well, she ain't ready to go yet. We'll see if the folks at Kael Tiran can do something about it.
So, the Oxenotes pool this.
You got the right of it. 2 score strong down there, he says, and he kind of leans over the edge, and you kind of lean over the edge too and feel, once again, the queasiness kind of returns. You can see them, and they're small down there. We got a whole team of them running that way. We get them all lashed together once Harun gets them all hooked up to the yoke. And, well, we're going to go that way. He points out to the distance. And way out there you can see along the blue horizon what looks like the distant mountain somewhere far out there. Beyond the Stormhorn Hills, we'll probably head towards Steadwall, between there and Hastings. Tannenfelder and the rest are going to go with this two to Hastings. They're going to depart south, off-road, if you will. They're going to go ahead of us just about 3 or 4 miles.
So they're all going to be in front of us?
Well, in front of us in a way, I suppose. You wouldn't see them from here. You probably see the smoke comes up off them hoods if they're storming across the way. You surely hear them if they're approaching. Anybody up ahead will know they're coming.
So it'll be a flank. The flank is...
Well, it's a feint, I guess is what Wolfgang would call it. Once we get to Hastings, we depart ways. Tannenfelder going south, we were going west. That's my understanding, at least.
This is a giant... you know, I don't know what else. The coldest besides a... I mean, modest tits, it's a bullseye on our backs.
That's right. That's right. Who'd have think to bring a barrister on the back of a big old bullseye with 3 fellers, or 2 fellers, 1 lady, and the rest of y'all? Nah, Baroness's enemies expect the barrister to be gone with 20 strong brigandine.
Commander Tannenfelder and Wolfgang Laura work that out.
Yeah.
Better minds than mine, then.
Military minds, I suppose, in a way. I wouldn't credit Master Copper as being a master tactician, but he is plucky and determined, if anything.
Well, back in my days, I would have left the 20 alone and attacked this, but that would have been, you know, my thoughts.
Well, you gotta...
Easy prey.
You gotta ride the horse that's been saddled for you sometimes.
What a horse here, isn't
it? Is this thing defensible in any way?
Huh. Funny you should mention that. Come on up the aft. Come on now. You head up these stairs to the front of the ship, and you can see what appears to be this huge brass and iron apparatus that's about as broad as a man's arm span. And you can see these number of brass tubes extending about 15 feet each, kind of clustered together. It's the old puckle gun. Things go wrong, we get it loaded up and unload. We send the arrows of heaven down anybody trying to, well, trying to do anything. I never fire on these things, but Krunk said she know what to do. Being the count that she was an artillerist at some point. Well, she's hard to hear. You speak up when you talk to her, but... Yep, there's the puckle gun.
I reckon if you fire this thing, if you're around this thing firing all the time, you get hard of hearing, too.
I imagine you fire a thing like this, you never hear a damn thing again. I ain't heard no puckle gun firing off the edge of no damn walls, but I'd imagine that's pretty loud. Not only that, there's probably enough concussion from these barrels here, right, I reckon. That it may knock this damn thing off the frame. Between me, you, and the fence post, well, I don't know exactly how safe it is, but it's enough to scare anyone.
I don't really know what's going on, but it looks impressive.
Well, it makes a big damn noise, I know that. And it's mighty intimidating just as is. A man points a pistol, you know you're dead to rights. A man points 10 pistols the size of your blacksmith's leg, well, you know you're knowing your time is in. There ain't gonna be nothing left of you. So, hopefully it's enough. Any of y'all ever been on a ship before?
Can't say as I have.
Well.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm proud one to pop your cherry. There ain't no sails to attend to. There ain't no sailors on this ship. The only captain's Wolfgang, but I wouldn't be calling him captain. Just call him Master Copper. He'd prefer that.
Can I tell if these guns swivel or if it...
Oh, yeah. They swivel. Oh, yeah. 37 degrees.
Now, go ahead. Pull that latch right there. Pull that lever. Give it a spin.
Don't tell me you're going to be riding this thing all the way.
You're kind of pulling the kind of... There's this lever and there's these huge cogs that go... You know, locks in place at a 37 degree angle both ways.
Mighty impressive, right?
Unless we'll attack from the rear.
Well, we attack from the rear, you just better get fucking going. That's a... That's a Tannenfelder. I'm... That's what y'all are here for, as I understand it. I'm told you all some saw two sons of bitches. You all are, get shit done.
Yes, life, liberty, and all that other stuff.
As they say in the North, some do-dirt dunmen. Reliable types.
Sure.
He leans up against the side of the ship.
Please don't tell
me. He strikes a match and begins to smoke a pipe.
Please don't tell me you're going to be riding this thing way up here the whole way down.
Well, I had it kind of in mind to do so. I mean, someone's got to look out on the horizon. I mean, get the best vantage point up here.
This thing's balancing all the way down there on a bumpy road?
Well, I wouldn't call it balancing so much as it is just all held together, a spit and wish.
Seems kind of top-heavy, isn't it? Wouldn't it fall over?
Well, I didn't realize you're... Master of the Engineering Sciences. Not off the
it's
top.
Just, it's just the feeling in my gut. It just doesn't set right with me if this thing was moving.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm the one who built the framework.
Well,
I'd say I had my people build it.
I guess you got to trust in your own handiwork, but no offense, little young feller. I wouldn't be up here.
Young feller? Look at you. You guess this man's probably in his 50s. You're a fine bunch. So how do you all find yourselves, lady, m'lady? How do you find yourselves all wrapped up in this business with Master Copper?
One of us only knows how to bend a knee.
Suppose we could ask you the same thing, you being a Brawlster.
Well, I'm begging your pardon, I was talking to the lady.
Well, obviously we have two other ladies here that I didn't know about. But, we're helping out the Baroness, of course. Stated she needed help.
Sun, the moon, and the stars, Durandal. She's got big things in mind for us. All of us here in Durandal.
She does.
Tell you what, she ain't no bastard king, that's for sure.
Oh, I think that's as much as this I can take. I'm going to go and get off.
All right, then. Got up his crawl.
We've had a...
Doesn't like heights.
Figures. Well, you get accustomed to it. Maybe he will over time.
We've had a few bad experiences being up so high. That's all.
Yeah. Well,
I'll say from the rope. I'm a kingsman. That's what's wrong with me.
Well, I need somebody to stay up here with me. I can't do this all alone. I mean, it'd be awful boring up here if I was by myself. Someone stay up here and keep me company on travel?
I would want to, but I have duties down below.
Now you can do your duty off the side of the ship when we start moving?
No, I belong on the ground.
Ah, alright then. Alright, well, good luck to you.
I mean, I don't know what good a sword is going to do up here.
Alright.
Well, I'm not really much of a sword type.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if you want to stay, by all means.
I could. It's an interesting piece of machinery. I wouldn't mind looking at it a little bit more.
Well, I'll tell you more about it.
There we go.
One.
This ain't right.
What about you? You little liver like them? You want to stay up here with me?
I'm down on the ground.
Actually. Oh, that's right. My apologies. That's right. Alistair didn't go. That's right.
He's reading. He's leaving. Right. Now.
Well, let's all head down and talk to Master Copper. Get things straightened out. How's that sound?
That sounds lovely. Thank you. This is quite a remarkable piece of machinery. I have no bloody idea how it works. I'm sure you'll have to show me someday.
Yeah, we'll have plenty to talk about on the way. Let's go on down. Join your king's band.
While they were talking, I'm going to see if I can find Wolfgang and strike up a brief conversation about the others.
Master Copper, Wolfgang will finish his conversation.
Sort of wait for him to pull about.
Sorry about that. Bit of business.
The rest of them are up on the deck admiring unusual piece of whatever the hell it is you got here.
Marvelous and marvelous Shirley. Yeah. Damnable contraption.
A bit of a surprising amount of pride and arrogance, let's say.
The Baroness is dead serious when she is when she intends to get what she wants, she intends to send something that will attract attention. This Baron surely turned an eye toward the going-ons between the barrister. Baroness with this.
You think this is an intent to maybe accidentally show off a little bit? Kind of accidentally showing... Accidentally, he makes the air quotes showing cards.
Aye.
Yeah.
Her Grace is one of age, who's lived through a few wars, been through some terrible shite. I suspect she knows what she's doing. Wouldn't be here if I didn't believe that.
We probably don't know this, but my uncle, he traveled with your father a long time ago.
Your uncle?
Yes. I don't know. He didn't speak much of his works or travels, I understand, but if he ever mentioned the name Krim, that's my uncle.
Have you read Findwayus' Beyond the Pale?
I've heard about it.
Talks about your uncle. Talks about the returners. Talks about the journey north. Nobody coming back.
Yeah. That was the way of it, but, you know, he always met a way of finding his way home. Made a little worse for wear. Kind of maybe a nick in the ear, kind of like a dog that's been in one too many fights, but I suppose that we're all dogs that have been in one too many fights.
So I'm taking that we know each other somehow.
I am sure. I'm sure that we took the piss together at some point in our small clothes a long time ago.
Maybe. You suspect that Wolfgang's probably about 54. Makes you about somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm significantly younger than him.
That's right.
You know, but... that's a... But, you know, what are years on this point? It's hard to tell what anyone is if they have, like, war years on. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But I'm a lot farther from home than you are.
How do you find yourself in this lot, then? It's a long way from Warhoff.
I was shown the mercy of the Aridane twice, I suppose.
I, too, was shown the mercy of the Unifier. He raises his hand.
Yes. My unit was overrun, and I was spared. And then I was spared again. Put me in the service of these folks. It's not all bad, but...
Aye.
Sure beats a prison labor camp for 30 of my best years.
Well, got off lucky. A man's given the chance for redemption. He takes it. Especially when it's ordered by a king.
Here we are. Anyway, I wouldn't take up another minute of your time, but I thought I would come and reminisce about old days that weren't all that great.
Sure, we'll have a lot to talk about on the road.
There's a lot of road and a lot of words.
Old stories and new.
Yeah.
He cracks a smirk.
I'll give a nod and a sort of smirk return and then turn around, hopefully, to see them descending the rope.
Absolutely.
It's about a contraption up there. I don't know what it does. It flies, apparently.
Not much anymore. You hear that Copper, Master Copper says.
Well, Elisa's going to stay up there for the ride. Rolstead, it was looking like he didn't want to be up there all alone.
It's a long way. Mm-hmm. Pretty boring.
I've done the most that I can. You hear the woman say, exasperated as she walks over, kind of with a solid, just kind of walking like a block of muscle. No real tone to her. No gait that resembles a woman. It's just kind of like a stony-faced looking person kind of approaching. She's easily a head higher than all of you. Lady, this is Dufresne. He introduces her.
What's her name?
Friends call her Morgana. You call her what you want. I take delight in her unbigly. It suits me, I suppose, she says. Call me whatever, it doesn't matter.
Is Morgana all right?
All I need to know is this. Who's heading, who's walking the road with me ahead? I'm not doing it by myself again, Wolfgang.
Well, you heard the woman. Who's going to ride with her?
I can do that.
Boss, you're not very good at that.
Not very good at what?
What's the rest of the boy? I'll scout ahead with her.
Oh, that. No, I'm not.
You're a poor choice for that. If that's what you're asking.
Yeah, it is.
My lady, I'll ride with you.
Someone has a delicious soft name. Hmm? You're the carbonation coordinator.
Well, there's not much time left now. Do you have any things that you need left remaining? Yeah, you traveled the road to the west before?
Yep.
Been a bit west. Tastings. Never been wester than that.
I'm looking for someone who's been wester than Hastings.
I have.
Well, you're not riding with me,
she says. Stay with me then. Tend to the maps. Help us navigate the way.
That would not be a very good use of my my abilities.
Oh, gods!
The woman says as she says, exasperated, walking away.
I should ride with the lady.
Alright then. Tend to the maps. Who among you know it? Who among you can read your letters?
I think our best candidate's up above.
She's down here. Everyone's down here at this point. Well, once you all decide what you're going to do, after all, you know your own skills better than I do. Mm-hmm. We need to divvy up duties. Nobody rides for free. Everyone pulls their share. Everybody bears part of the load. No free loads.
Scout.
No sleepers. Any other business left at Westgate you need to attend to, do it now. And we'll break here. No, we'll come back for episode 34 just briefly. No sleep.